Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
To Hyman, working in front of the net. He'll walk out! Score!
On your team.
All right, two bits of business for you. Well, one bit of conjecture, but first a bit of business.
The hottest guests in the game.
To be a general manager in this league, every now and then you got to do something outside of the box.
Access you won't get anywhere else.
Connor McDavid is not going to be denied. At some point, he's just going to pick this team up and put it on his back.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers just went full Harlem Globetrotters on that.
Go!
This is Leon Draisaitl.
I'm Darnell Nurse.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas on your home for Oilers hockey. 630 CHED.
Now, Bob Stauffer, Dave Campbell, Kellen Kennedy joining you. Oilers Now brought to you by our title sponsor, World of Spas, and the Oilers' biggest star may be down for a couple games. That is our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. The news, Connor McDavid, 11 a.m. today, actually. If you're at the arena by 10:55, you would have been able to figure out because the Oilers had six guys in white jerseys, and those six players were Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman, Adam Henrique, Evander Kane, and Warren Fogle. And you were like, Of course, we found out earlier today. Actually, if you were listening to the show yesterday, you might have been able to figure it out when we did the interview of Dylan Holloway, that he was in an airport when we did the interview, because you could hear the background when I re-listened to the show, air checked myself after last night's show driving home. So anyways, Holloway on a line, orders recalling Holloway this morning. He was on a line with Ryan McLeod and Corey Perry. Those guys have played about 40 minutes together earlier this season. But yes, indeed, there was no Connor McDavid in sight on the ice after not practicing yesterday. We put it out right away on Twitter. And we are going to head quickly, because it is our top story again for Legacy Heating and Cooling, into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
So it's this simple. Chris Knobloch updated us. Dave Campbell was kind enough to put together a bit of a montage of Knobloch's answers on the Connor McDavid injury.
He is day to day. He's, so we'll find out tomorrow or definitely the weekend, whatever, but it's day to day.
Yeah, no, he played, up till I think 5 minutes left of the game. And he felt some discomfort, and we didn't want to make it worse, and we held them back.
The most important thing is playoffs and that we are ready. I think we've got depth. Obviously, you're not going to replace Connor, but we do have other healthy bodies. We're not short manned. And, yeah, we want to make sure everyone's healthy as much as possible going into playoffs. Connor probably has the most influence on what happens. I think TD would be, obviously, he would know about how he can handle it and the risk of making it worse or playing through it. And then, you know, deciding between those two. And then I guess ultimately I'm the one who makes the decision on who goes in the lineup. But I'll be getting that information mostly from those two before I make that decision.
There you go. That is Chris Knobloch earlier today. The Oilers take on the Vegas Golden Knights. If I were to hazard a guess, and I tend to be decent at guessing, I would suggest to you that McDavid will not play tomorrow against Vegas. Unlikely against Arizona. I would not rule out Vancouver on Saturday. Just, I mean, if you take a look at what happened earlier this season, and it was referred to as a lower body injury. It was a little bit more of a core issue before, but we'll see. And again, I'd be stunned if he didn't play. The Oilers have 6 regular season games. I'd be stunned if he wasn't back in before the regular season. Dave, it was a shock to some out there. You know, if you were in the building in Calgary on the net drive, the Oilers were up 3-2 in the game. They were on the power play with about 6 minutes left, and they just scored on the power play, a long-range bomber from Bouchard that got through. McDavid cut from his right and tried to drive the net. He clattered into Rasmus Anderson, and he stayed down for 2 or 3 seconds after, and then you could see him sort of it looked like he literally flexed his hip. And torqued himself, and I was kind of like, And then you know what? When they had the empty net, and he wasn't out there for the empty net, that was revealing to me as well. But you know what? In football, there's a term, next man up. I don't necessarily buy that in sport. I think there are certain players that are so damn good. I mean, you love the New England Patriots, or at least you used to.
Well, I still do.
How's it gone next man up since Tom Brady has left the Patriots?
Well, not good.
Not good.
Not good at all, so you got to find the next one.
Right, and they haven't, and it didn't turn out to be Mac Jones, did it? So the point in this is McDavid is an almost impossible player for the Edmonton Oilers to replace. They're going to have to do it by committee. And I'm going to get people to text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. As I understand it right now, I'd be very surprised if he didn't play again in the regular season. So there's that. Is there a bit of an opportunity for some others to step up here for the Edmonton Oilers?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the minutes some players are going to get. I mean, Evander Kane's back in the top six.
Right.
With Adam Henrique and Warren Fogle. Another opportunity for Warren Fogle to play in the top six. You know, a chance for Dylan Holloway to show, hey, I got speed. Maybe I can show something down the stretch here, you know, and be in consideration for a spot in the postseason. You know, you're gonna see other, you know, another player pushed in, you know, or, you know, we'll see one in the fourth line. Is it Carrick? Is it Brown? Is it Ryan? There's been competition in that fourth line for a while. Well, ever since Carrick came in, and, you know, it's a chance to see Adam Henrique again as a center.
Yeah.
I think coming in, you project third line center.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? You also wanted him in the second line for, you know, see if he can play there. Obviously, played really well with Leon Draisaitl. Now he can drive his own line. So, yeah, I do agree with you. It's not necessarily next man up for me, because the next man up is not as good as Connor McDavid.
Right.
But it's also, you test your depth. Do you have the depth to help support the team in his absence? And for people that are wondering, oh, no, it's long term, the language that Chris Knobloch used, we're going to talk to him tomorrow whether he should play.
That tells you a lot right there.
It's not serious.
My guess is he doesn't play tomorrow. Yeah. My guess is he might play as early as Saturday. You can text us 780-496-0063. Tell us what you think about the situation. And it is, you know, the reality is there's an opportunity for others. I will throw this here. When Connor missed the 2 games earlier this season, Jay Woodcroft did something and I like Jay. Jay had a .643 winning percentage as a coach of the Edmonton Oilers. And part of it was because of the cap limitations that Edmonton had. But the Oilers went 11-7 without McDavid. The game in Minnesota and the game in at home against the Rangers. That was the night we honored Billy Guerin and Charlie Huddy. And all I could think of is you just lost a 22-minute-a-game guy. And now you're asking the other 11 forwards to make up some of those minutes, and you're only playing 11 forwards instead of 12. I think Edmonton has a little bit more depth right now. They're better prepared to handle it. And, oh, by the way, just for you-know-whats and giggles, for our friends at James H. Brown Injury Lawyers, the Oilers Now Injury Report brought to you all season long by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, proud supporters of the Edmonton Oilers, the Edmonton Elks, the U of A Golden Bears. So McDavid's out for Edmonton. Vegas does not have Mark Stone, their best forward. They don't have Alex Pietrangelo, their best defenseman. Aiden Hill was unavailable last night for them in Vancouver. Now, maybe he's ready to go. They won't have Nicola Waugh, who has become a very good third-line center, really. They're deep down the middle of that team. He plays 4C. He's a third-line center. They got Eichel as their first-line center. They got Chandler Stephenson and William Karlsson. Karlsson's closing in on a 30-goal campaign. And they have Waugh. So they don't have Stone. They don't have Pietrangelo. They don't have Waugh. They don't have Carrier. And they didn't have Hill. The Oilers have been quite lucky injury-wise this year. They've had amongst the fewest man games lost all season this year. It's unbelievable. So just keep that in mind. And you can text us 780-496-0063. Concerned, or is this an opportunity for some others to step up? No question about it. Of course, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss out on the $100,000 birthday vault. With monthly golden ticket draws, see guest services for details. Must be 18 plus. It is a Tuesday. Regular Tuesday contributors to the show are for our friends at Wow Factor Desserts, Brian Lawton at 535, and from the Oilers Radio Network at 605 today, Rob Brown. At 635 today, well, Colin Chalk will provide our farm report for Wave bathroom renovations. This one will not be done from the airport in Los Angeles. Last night's, you could literally hear them calling for a flight in the background during the interview. I started laughing. I'm like, the best laid plans. When we come back, we'll circle back into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear. We'll hear from Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman, and Dylan Holloway, and Dave Campbell will have NHL Today. You're listening to Oilers Now, and it's 5:18 in Edmonton.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Button right there, Bob. There you go. It is 521 in Edmonton. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Kevin says, given the drama that has found its way in, this situation with Connor McDavid will make or break our playoff run. If we rise above and play as a team, all will be good. If we want for McGrate to be the glue, we are doomed. Let's hope this older, more mature team can figure it out. We want to lift the cup, Oilers for life. You can text us at 780-496-0063. By the way, I have a theme for today, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, Dave. So I think we can agree the most significant injury for the purposes of the Edmonton Oilers that altered the course and direction of a club was Dwayne Rolston getting hurt in game one of the 2006 Stanley Cup Finals. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Like, if he's healthy for that series, Edmonton might have won it. No, maybe six, right? Like, you got to think that they probably, would have had a great chance of one game one. They weren't winning game two. So I'm going to get people to text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Name a player whose injury significantly altered the course and direction of a team's hopes. Do you got one off the top of your head?
So I think right away back to the 2007 season for the Eskimos at the time. Ricky Ray and the Eskimos were 5-6-1. They were playing a game against the Toronto Argos. Ray gets sacked and tears his rotator cuff and labrum. And Stefan LaForce takes over, left-handed quarterback. They went 0-6 and missed the playoffs. They finished 5-12-1. Now, a story on the good side of things, We're talking about opportunity and step up in depth. Mike Riley tore his meniscus or partially tore his meniscus and hurt his PCL and a partially torn ACL in Fort McMurray in the opening game in 2015 against the Argos. It was an Argos home game. And he ended up missing, I think, 10 weeks. But at the time, Edmonton went to Matt Nichols and James Franklin, and 5-2 was their record. And they really kept the team afloat. So that's what we're talking about. And it's a different situation because the Oilers they're in the playoffs. They're a very good team, Stanley Cup contender.
And it's a short-term injury. But I want to get the listeners, because it's going to reveal a bit to which, you know, like a couple years ago, Lamar Jackson got hurt for Baltimore.
Yeah.
Killed him. They're done, right? They're done.
I remember that 07 season when Ricky went down. You could tell the pin was pulled. And it's nothing against Stephon Laforce, who had some ability, but he just didn't have the aura of Ricky Ray.
You know, Stephon Laforce, did he play at Louisville?
I think he did.
Yeah. I think he played at Louisville for Bobby Petrino, who was dismissed from Arkansas after the woman that he was riding on his motorbike with, they got in an accident. And he, of course, shouldn't have been riding on the motorbike with that specific woman. Mm-hmm. But it was always, Petrino, later coached the Atlanta Falcons, as you know, was a very good offensive guru for number. He, ironically enough, had Lamar Jackson in his second stint at Louisville as well. There you go. 5:24 in Edmonton. Back into the Oilers Now audio vault. Leon Draisaitl had this to say on balancing the desire to win with health in the last six games.
Bring up points, continue to win, and you know, give ourselves a chance at winning the division. And that being said, obviously you don't need to exhaust anybody going into game one, just because you have a chance at finishing first. But we got a lot of smart people in the organization, so sure we'll make the right decisions.
Zach Hyman, meanwhile, had this to say on focusing on wins during the final six games.
And they go hand in hand in a sense. Obviously, there's things will change depending on standings and whatnot, I guess. But I mean, we want to win the division if we can, and I think it's pretty attainable right now. So it's always good to have something to play for down the stretch, because you want to keep that competitive fire, and it's important to go into the playoffs playing your best. And you've seen in the past teams that maybe weren't at the top of the standings go on crazy runs because they were playing playoff hockey for a long time, right? So I think it's important through these last six games, even though it's in a short window, that we go out there and we plan to play like we're going to do in the playoffs. And I think you can't just turn the switch on. So it's really, really important to have momentum going into playoffs.
That's 52 goal man Zach Hyman. Meanwhile, Dylan Holloway recalled last night, officially announced today. He had this to say on how he wants to contribute down the stretch.
They want me to use my speed and be physical. I think that's something that I can do consistently every night, so I'm going to try to do that. And then, down the stretch, just got to play smart. No puck turnovers, got to get pucks in deep, and kind of go muck from there.
All right, quick text that made me laugh here from Marv. He says, hey, Bob, what was the name of the player who got injured and sat out, and a chap named Lou Gehrig came in to replace him? That was a pretty significant injury for that guy. Wally Pipp was the answer. We've referenced that when Brendan's been filling in for me. He's going to Wally Pipp me. All right, let's go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Dave Campbell.
There are 13 games tonight. 13, several with playoff implications, especially in the East. The key matchup, Detroit Red Wings playing the Washington Capitals. The Red Wings are in the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. The Capitals are 1 point back. The New York Islanders, they won four in a row, sitting third in the Metro Division. They haven't clinched a postseason berth yet. They host the league-leading New York Rangers. The LA Kings, they're six back of the Oilers for second in the Pacific, but they're playing the Ducks tonight. The LA Kings looking to move a step closer to clinching a playoff spot. One team that can with a win tonight is the Nashville Predators, who have been on fire over the last, 22 games, something like that. They host the Winnipeg Jets, who are third in the Central Division, 2 points back of the second place Colorado Avalanche. Montreal Canadiens will not be in the playoffs. Arber Jacki, their defenseman, will undergo season-ending left shoulder surgery tomorrow. And also Christian Dvorak makes his return tonight against the Flyers. He's been absent or out with injury for the last 42 games for the Habs.
Did you mention the news of Jack Hughes? He got shut down. Yes, Jack Hughes, New Jersey Devils, have shut Jack Hughes down for the season. There's a guy who's going to be a sleeper bargain next year in hockey pools, guaranteed. Yes, 5:28 in Edmonton. Randy Kilburn's coming up with a global news weather traffic update. Old school Flyers fans will see Tim Kerr getting banged up. Played a factor in the 85 and 87 series against the Edmonton Oilers. Sorry, you weren't beating the 85 Oilers. Sorry, man. That's all there is to it. Sorry, Philly fan. All right, off to go sing some Kate Smith or something. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. Back with Brian Lawton on Oilers Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.